Listen, y'all. Y'all listen to the hip hop scholars right here. King Killer, Kurt G, E Green. This is the Hip Hop Digest Show. Tune in, learn some, learn some, learn some, learn some, learn some.
Jay and them niggas done to suck the whole lot of people dry. Like, you know, Jay-Z, Puffy, they suck a lot of people dry. Their talents, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they treat you like McDonald's fries and shit when they cold. No, nobody wants McDonald's fries when they cold. Who? Name one person. A starving bum on the street with nowhere to go or eat or stay. Wouldn't grab a McDonald's french fry out the garbage can. That shit is disgusting, 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 disgusting.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And I know we've been gone for a minute. But since that's the case, we got somebody else in here today, too. Tell them who it is.
Yo, it's DJ Q on the 1 and 2s, man. What's going on, fellas? It's been a couple years since I've been on the Digest Show, man.
What's good?
Ain't nothing, brother. Hey, I still listen to y'all cats every week. You know what I'm saying? I still get that knowledge and them gems that Killer be dropping on us. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be the history or the technology talk, the tech talk. I still get all that every week from you brothers, man. And this, like I said before, this is the best fucking podcast in the world, man.
Cheers.
Real talk, we was almost out the night, too.
Right.
Tell them why we was almost out, Mr. Green.
Hey, I can't hear you. Oh, no.
No, the real reason why we was almost out.
Yeah, before that, these fucking Compton streets. Yo, these fucking potholes out here done killed another tire on me, yo.
Oh, man.
Why
they got potholes like that out there in Cali?
Are you kidding, yo? Are you kidding?
It's not like they be having them hard winters like these, like this Michigan, Ohio shit.
Okay, so let me hip you. Okay. Compton has a lot of, like, truck. I ain't gonna call it depots, but a lot of shit be happening heavy duty in Compton down central, that kind of shit. And the 91 is right there, so them trucks be all up in there fucking up the neighborhood.
Oh,
yo.
So it ain't them hard like, winters, you
know?
No,
it ain't that.
Okay.
And then, you know, they do the old throw some asphalt, that blacktop shit in the hole.
Yeah, just patch it up real quick.
It gets cool in the night, and then in the morning, it's fucking hot, and that shit just out the way, and you got a brand new pothole again.
Oh, wow. So, damn.
Yeah, it's treacherous. This is the third fucking time. It made me get up off of them, with them low profile shits I used to have. Yeah, fuck.
These
ain't low profiles I got now and got fucked up, so. Compton, that's what almost got us fucked up.
Oh, man.
Okay, damn. So, and for my part, we were out. Are you making my pilgrimage to the great state of Nevada, Las Vegas? I'm usually
fucking up already, yo. You better call that shit Nevada if you talking about moving there.
Anyway,
Nevada.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm out there like twice a year, so I had to go out there, so mother-in-law and that type of thing. So, you know, I was out there, did that and whatnot. So, but anyway, we're back in. Okay, so
you
know what I'm saying. We apologize for the lack of shows, but here we go. All right,
let's get it.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is loss. Okay. In no order, what we've been through, and I mean real like hip hop niggas, you know what I'm saying? From coast to coast, we've been through, you know, in no order, you know what I'm saying? We've been through ecstasy, you know what I mean? We've been through, you know, Prince Marky D, you know what I mean?
MF Doom.
Ugh. God, MF Doom. You know what I mean? Double K, people under the stairs.
People under the stairs, right.
You know, Black Rob, obviously. Then, of course, you know, then after all, you know, DMX. You know what I'm saying? Right. Then, you know, just again, just because, then Shock G. Okay? So we want to talk about loss. But I want to talk about loss, and we'll talk about those guys individually, at least Black Rob and as far as Shock G as well. One of the things that I was thinking about during all of this loss is the adage that, you know how social media is like a giant echo chamber. This whole thing about guys and gals, it doesn't matter, but this getting their flowers. You know, I don't know. All of the people that we named were very successful artists in one way or another. You know what I'm saying? What their personal life was like, I don't know. But I know as a fan, I don't know if I would agree with the those not getting flowers. Or maybe I don't understand what that means. You know? I'm having trouble with that. Because all of the people we name, and I mean all of the people we, I have their records.
Right. Can I give you the short answer and then we can expound upon it?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
So what it comes across is like in those moments, in their moments, they were large. Right? But then once their moment was over, that's it. That's it. So what they're saying by give flowers is it's like it's almost like you have to create a hip hop history. Almost. So people can be aware of the greatness of what Public Enemy was. Public Enemy is almost a punchline now. Nobody cares, like for real, right? But for what Public Enemy stood for, people should know that. So they should get their flowers by people understanding what they gave to the game. To the culture. Right? But that doesn't happen. Rap hip hop is disposable. Take this little square out, throw that shit away, put the next one in. We gonna run all the juice out of this one, take that shit out, put the next one in, and we forget about the ones that was in that getting juiced. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's I think that's it.
Yeah, and I was watching Big Daddy Kane on The Breakfast Club earlier. And he said something about hip-hop having, or people in hip-hop have an expiration date. And, you know, it's not like, you know, say some people don't, you know what I'm saying? Obviously the Jays and the Snoops, they seem to carry on for decades, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like a lot of people in hip hop, you know what I'm saying, they have an expiration date. So I guess it's kind of like what Iggy's saying, you know, yeah, once they're hot, they're hot, and once they're not, they're kind of like forgotten about. At least that's kind of like how it is over here in the States. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of groups, whether it be hip hop or otherwise, they go overseas and still get money when they're not hot over here. You know, America's very, very, you know, what's the term I'm looking for? Like the end thing, you know, the flavor of the month type of.
Well, America, yes, and that is true, very trendy, but let's do this. Let's not do revisionist history, okay? And I don't want to do revisionist history, and I guess the reason why I felt a type of way because hip-hop, man, I'm talking about hip-hop, you know, fuck pop for a moment. I'm talking about hip-hop. Right. Hip-hop is been in always a competitive space, so it didn't matter to me whether, you know what I'm saying, if Kumo D and them niggas, and they wanted to get rid of Busy B, you know, they disposed of him. And it didn't really wouldn't matter to me if LL Cool J wanted to dispose of Kumo D and then later wanted to dispose of Ice-T and so on and so forth. So now that's a different situation. But I think the larger cultural context, that is true, you know? I mean, you know, I never, to me, who are old enough to remember the first, what I consider to be the first new school, really was Run DMC, Houdini, Fat Boys. They're really that three. That was the first new school, and not counting Sugar Hill Gang. But that was really the first new school. But once Run, the Fat Boys, and Houdini hit, you know, for all intents and purposes, Grandmaster Flash was finished. Sugar Hill Gang was finished.
Curtis Blow,
finish. Yeah. So
their run was done.
Right, exactly. But they were
given respect.
Oh, now see that's roses. Right. Roses. Now, but respect. If getting their roses means respect, then okay, I see what you're saying, because you're right. These guys from generation to generation, there was a certain respect there, which no longer exists. That's probably a new phenomena. You know what I mean?
Right. I think DMX got his roses though.
See, I think so too.
I think DMX pretty much he got his roses. I don't think Shock G got his.
Nah.
I mean, not for
what he gave.
No. I mean, he gave us Tupac.
Exactly.
You know, he gave us Tupac, and he was a creative genius on the beats. A friend of mine asked me the other day, shout out to my man D. Hughes. He asked me, I don't know how he came up with this, which beat was better, Do What You Like or Grinding? And I'm like, oh man, do you know the level of difficulty it was to come up with Do What You Like? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
so he was very underrated as a producer. Like I said, he gave us Tupac. So I don't think Shock G really gets his full due and his full respect.
So anyway, let's specifically honor. We are honoring. We're talking about Gregory Edward Jacobs, also again known as Shock G, leader of Digital Underground. Digital Underground is funny to me. It's an enigma. Shock G would have, if he was still here, would have a story to tell. He has a story to tell, because he has the same story to tell, probably just like De La Soul in terms of being signed to Tommy Boy. Like he has a story to tell, and him and Tretch, I'm sure, can sit down and share war stories, because they were all signed to Tommy Boy, you know, and anybody else who was signed to that label and dealing with that, you know what I'm saying, slippery heel, Tom Silverman.
Your boy Tom Silverman, yeah, right.
Exactly. But one of the things, and it's a personal story, being around fucking with Irv and shit for so long and shit, I remember what really one of my personal favorite records, yo, Digital Underground, was Kiss You Back. And I remember buying that shit and Irv getting on my ass for that shit, yo.
Yeah, at that time, it's like, come on, B.
He was on my ass for that.
Oh, man. I thought it was a joint, though, me personally.
Yeah, I like that joint, nice too. Joint. I can't front on it.
I used to like that joint, man.
I had that serious bias at that time.
Oh, man. Hey, and then just like earlier today, Sex Packets came on my shuffle. You know what I'm saying? So when you talk about, like, could you imagine if Sex Packets was real? It's like, who thinks of that? You know what I'm saying? I'd be broke up in here if that was a real thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the thing about Sex Packets is funny. We've had a few younger than us guys on our show who have said that Sex Packets was the first thing they ever bought. We had three or four people who said Digital Underground, it was Sex Packets. Or my aunt has Digital Underground, Sex Packets was the first thing they ever bought.
Hey, man, that Humpty Dance was large. Humpty Dance was large, man. That was Humpty Dance was large. So I could believe that. I could believe that. For real.
I think my favorite would probably be, and this might be whack to y'all, but same song.
That same song was hitting, though.
Yeah, same song was great.
Yeah, that's my song right hitting, there.
Man. Yeah. I was cleaning the bathroom at mom's crib, and I instantly heard that when I heard Tupac's part. As soon as I got done cleaning the bathroom, I put my coat on and walked up to the nearest gas station, and I bought that EP, that Digital Underground EP, whatever that was.
You were reminiscing. You had a story to go back with that one.
Man, yeah, that's like, you know how that moment when you first hear, you know what I'm saying? That's one of them moments. I first heard that Tupac part, Liver Conrad wouldn't hang around with the underground. I said, oh yeah? Okay, let me finish up this tub real quick. And I put my coat on and I walked up to the nearest gas station, bought that EP.
Indeed, no doubt. So anyway, here on the Hip Hop Digest, again, we want to honor and thank Shock G for his contribution and what he has done for hip hop. Usually what I fail to do, because I'm in between two and three projects here, I usually pull out all of vinyl or whatever. I didn't pull out my digital undergrounds. So, but they was over. I was looking for them for a second. But anyway, as we continue and we're honoring, you know what I'm saying, the next person that we're honoring is Robert Ross. And we know that is Black Rob, one of Harlem's finest. Okay. Obviously, his situation, Bad Boy Records, all of that. Boy, what a story he could tell and has told that story. You know what I mean?
Yes, he could.
Yo, Q. Uh-oh. You had to sit down somewhere, yo, because I saw her face when all that stuff.
Right, I'm like, what is this nigga doing?
I was looking for the
I know you're looking for the vinyl. Susie said vinyl. Yeah. I said, he probably get him to go get his vinyl, but you making all kinds of noise. Yeah. And I got to mix this shit.
Oh, my bad. Let me go sit my ass back out and shit. All right.
So anyway, let's get back to it and shit. Y'all niggas wilding.
My bad.
Okay, y'all niggas wilding. So anyway, Black Rob, and like I was saying, Bad Boy Records, he has a story to tell and tells the story. I know we use that as an intro about Black Rob, Bad Boy, and being out the whip. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I would like to talk about, you talk about hard hitting records. I mean, Woe has got to be.
Oh my goodness!
The way Woe has to be one of the hardest hitting records. Shout out to Buck Wild on production.
I mean, that's like Q was just saying. The first time he heard that record with Tupac, he just had to go get that shit. First time I heard Woe, I didn't know what the fuck I was hearing. I was like, "What is this shit?" I'm like, "That's Bad Boy."
So
are you fucking kidding me?
Well, yeah, and that's funny because Woe is an example of, again, Woe really is like one of the last bastions of street cinema. You know what I mean? Like real street hip hop, real street from the soil, if you will, hip hop that goes commercial, that has a certain amount of success. You know what I mean? Obviously, it was a club record. You know what I'm saying? And it sold plenty of units. But, you know, you don't... It wasn't too many more records after that, you know, that had that same street officialness, but succeeded, because now it's just strictly... You got a commercial sound. You got to go all the way in with the bacon. You know what I mean?
Maybe a 50 Cent joint.
Maybe
50 went all the way in, yo. Them club joints he did was all club.
It was all straight club.
Okay. Straight club joints. I mean, he had some street joints that was hitting, but I don't know if they was really like that on the radio. Most of his joints that was on the radio was straight club, straight radio shits.
Brothers, if I may, I pulled up Life Story because that's when I came on to Black Rob, when I heard that record, I Dare You, right? And then I came to rest. That's during my period of life where I worked down there at XM, right? Not XM, that was at the recording industry when that album came out. And I remember that here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a lot of commercial shit. You got Shirley, Pepsi Riley, you got CeeLo Green. I mean, you got a lot. Harvey, Pierre, Mario Winans, Mark Curry. There's a lot. This album, Jennifer Lopez was on this album. There's a whole lot of Sean Combs name on this joint too, by the way. But this album was, I think that they was trying to basically set him up to blow on some, you know, Bad Boy Shiny Suit type shit, as I'm reminded of, you know, because Woe is a standout on that album, besides I Dare You, right? But what do you think about that? Do you think that they were trying to set him up initially to be...
Well, that's a known Coons trait, where he's trying to take the street guy... The street cinema, just like Locks, that's a known trait Okay.
On that album, by the way.
Right. But that's a known trait. So that's a Combs did it. He did that with G Dep too. You know what I'm saying? He's
on that album, right, by the way.
You know what I mean? And when and I never forget, you know what I'm saying, the last time I even seen Mike Geronimo when he was fucking around with Puff on that shiny suit shit. Yes, so that's a known Combs trait. And it's a trap door.
No 3 miles high? Not that Blunt Records Mike Geronimo?
No. Yes. Blunt Records, right now, you know who it is. So I'm just saying, so that's not surprising to me that Combs himself would litter Black Rob's album. But what really hit was the street cinema part, and that's where something like, again, the Black Rob Report for me is such a crazy album, because again, you know, as an MC, his MC prowess shined through. All that other shit didn't work. All that J-Lo hookup and all that dumb shit, that shit didn't work.
But that second album he had was kind of nice, though. He had some nice shit on that second album. And he got off on that Smith & Wesson P-Rock shit, too.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Oh, yes, he did.
That stand-up guy shit. Ooh.
So, yeah. So, again, like I said, we honor Black Rob. A lot of controversy around that. I'm not the one, and the next controversy surrounding that situation is I'm not and probably never will be the type of guy who's like, when a guy like Black Rob passes away, and when it comes to Puff, the same thing with Craig Mack, you know, to a lesser extent, Biggie, but that's another story. All this, where's Puff? What do you mean, where's Puff? You know? Just like cats was like with DMX. Well, where's Swizz Beatz? What do you mean, where's Swizz Beatz? What do you mean?
Where's he supposed to be?
Yeah, right. I'm saying these are grown men. You know, it. Truth be told, when we talked about this on the show plenty of times, you know, DMX, obviously, substance abuse issues. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, people, to me, Funk Flex and him sounding crazy ignorant with that.
Mm.
You know, they don't know nothing about substance abuse. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Could they have got DMX a deal where he had $10 million in his hand? How's that helping him?
Mm.
As an addict, zero.
We just talked about that.
It's just, and people were saying in terms of Black Rob, well, where's Puff? Well, Black Rob, you know, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Black Rob had a lot of issues himself, you know? I'm actually finding out Black Rob, for the most of his adult life, had very serious health issues. Whether he was taking care of that, Puff can't do that for him.
Right.
You know? So.
But I will say this, though. I will say this, though, on the contrary, though, Killer. Now, we can expect, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Iovine to not do anything. But not saying that, you know what I'm saying, Puff should or he's obligated, but I would think that he would be in another position, in a position to be like, you know what, let me help my man out, you know what I'm saying, something that Jimmy Iovine or what's that motherfucker, Jay Records.
Well, Whitney, okay, Houston's right. Team, no, okay, so, you, okay, let's end it there, because Q, I take your point, and perfect example is Clive. And let me tell you something. Clive did everything until Clive couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if you look at Whitney Houston's entire life, and now that we know, Clive was doing everything. Covering up, putting up smoke screens, doing all kinds of stuff that we never knew. You know what I mean?
Right, but at the same time, though,
how did that help Whitney?
But at the same time, Whitney was his cash cow.
That's true. I get it. But how was that helping Whitney personally?
It may not help her personally. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it may do her more harm. You know what I'm saying? Putting more money in her pocket. You know what I'm saying? To do more damage. But, you know, just to say, you know what, you know, I made money off this guy. I made money off of him. He may have made some money. He didn't make as much as me. But, you know, let me just on the hum, you know what I'm saying, see what I can do to help him out. Just on the hum. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Puff is obligated, you know what I'm saying, but just on the hum. You know, let me go on over here and see what's good. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's right.
You know, like I said, I'm not saying that he's obligated. Because, like you said, Black Rob was a grown man. He had to take care of himself. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's where I'm at with that.
Mm. Okay. That's what's good. So we're going to keep it moving, right, gentlemen?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep so, you know, as the dinosaur podcast as we are, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shit, T-Rex and shit. Type of shit.
Short arms.
Yeah,
and shit.
You know what I'm saying? And
what are we Dino on
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm a slow moving mastodon personally, but all that being said
I'm a mastodon, nigga.
Funk box party, my nigga.
Okay. I got you. We gonna let the young boy shine on the show a little bit.
Oh,
now
shit.
Everybody talking, we usually get on here. Now I gotta give credit where credit is due, right?
Got to.
Okay. Young okay. Thug and Gunna post bail for 30 inmates. Okay? At Atlanta Fulton County Jail. You gotta give him credit. Herb don't wanna give him credit, but I'm giving him credit. Okay, no. Because
see, Green, the look on that nigga's face right now. You gotta explain yourself, my nigga.
He's player hating. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I don't want to hear your part, B. I want to hear from him.
Okay, he's player hating. But go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. This nigga looked like Uncle Frumpy. Okay, trying to get a Yumbo some credit for getting 30 guys out of jail. All right. But go ahead, my nigga.
Take a sip of the Corona, my nigga. Go ahead and say what you got to
keep
say.
Keep my mouth shut.
This nigga gonna sit here and give props to a nigga for getting 30 motherfuckers out of jail when they probably got 30,000 put in that motherfucker. Not on the go do dumb shit or whatever, but... B. They got to do more than that.
Let me go ahead and put foot. Oh, let me go ahead and put foot in mouth real quick, and that's gonna be yours. Okay. It goes on to say that the Atlanta hometown heroes ensured the release of 30 people who were stuck in jail on minor charges and couldn't afford to be released on their own. Okay, so they didn't get hard drug dealing niggas out of jail. They didn't get murderers out of jail. They got niggas who probably had two or three parking tickets. Okay, and then they rounding up niggas on bullshit warrants. See, that's the type of shit that put tags on niggas. Okay, not everybody's out there hard trapping. Okay, a lot of African Americans get jammed up on bullshit. That's who they got out of jail.
Okay, so I want to go back in time.
Let's go. Back. Way
troglodyte,
back.
Nigga.
Okay.
You giving props to motherfucking what's them people out here? I'm fucked up right now. What is Kanye West's wife name or ex-wife or whatever
Kim
the fuck
Kardashian.
She is?
Yeah,
you giving Kim Kardashian credit for getting a black lady or whoever she got out of jail?
She's a celebrity prisoner, so it's easy to people. There's a lot of people who trying to get all kinds of celebrity prisoners out of jail. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about they got 30 regular-ass niggas out of jail on mostly probably trumped-up minor bullshit. Okay, because the justice system is all about tagging African-Americans for the slightest bullshit. So, yes, I am giving Young Thug and Gunna a lot of motherfucking credit. No way I'm dissing them niggas for this act. No fucking way.
I can't be mad at that.
Let me come in. Let me say this one thing. This one damn thing. And there's a point that you made, Igri, that Killer probably didn't even hear. because he was so busy hearing you player hating in his mind. There's one point that you made that stuck to me. You said you ain't giving them no credit when they done probably got 30,000 motherfuckers locked up off the music that they make. The shit that they influencing motherfuckers to do with their music. That's the shit that stuck to me. Like, damn, these niggas is out here selling a lot of fucking death and talking a lot of bullshit. So,
niggas
yeah.
be hungry at Thanksgiving, B.
So I'll give you that point.
Turkeys out.
But I can't shit on them for getting niggas out of jail. I won't shit on them.
No, I mean, you know, that's a great, but let's keep it moving. Let's keep it going. Get 300 out.
B, and then I'll start be like. That, see, nah, B, fuck killer, all that. Killer, see, you one of them niggas. You one of them niggas. You ain't never satisfied. You ain't never satisfied. Again, to me, they did the right thing because they got.
You hot, nigga. Calm down.
Nah, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck that.
It's okay, B. Calm down. Niggas die every day, B. Relax, yo.
Niggas wild.
I hear you, E. Gree. You know what I'm saying? But I can't be mad at that, though.
I can't be mad at it.
It's okay to be. B, look. It's all good, yo. It's a start.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a start.
Is that giving props saying it's a start? Is that better? Does that sound better than what I said before? It's a start, yo.
No, if everybody could see your face when he said that shit though.
Yeah, though. That face that you made was priceless.
Right.
I'm trying to find the right thing to equate it to because everything that I have to say, King Killer gonna come back with, oh, that don't even relate, blah blah blah. So I'm trying to. I can only relate it to turkeys, yo. I can only relate to turkeys right now because the hood be hurting, yo. There be bills paid so people can have a good ass Thanksgiving. There be unpaid bills. So when said rapper come through the hood with a turkey, or like I said, here in Compton, rapper pull up at the gas station filling up gas tanks. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. But it's a start.
So I remember
make a record about something serious. You ain't got to go ahead. You got 16 cuts on your album. Just fucking put one saying something. One little message that'll go to 3,000 people, 30,000 people, 300,000 people, however the fuck many people listen to your shit. And if they don't like it, so what? It'll go to somebody. It's a start, yo. I'm not jumping out here and be like, oh, god damn it, let's just rub his nuts.
So, this remind me, it was a group discussion about people who do things like rich people in the African-American community. And one of the people they were really getting on was Oprah Winfrey. Oh, she opened up a school for African girls, but she ain't doing shit here or whatever. And actually, what just happened here remind me of that discussion group is the fact that if Oprah Winfrey don't come with a program or an answer and make African-Americans feel like they solved a host of issues, she gonna get criticized. And to me, this is the exact same thing. Just because Young Thug and Gunna got out, not criminals, not a bunch of drug dealing niggas. E. Gree be right if they got out a bunch of trap niggas who got busted the week before on a big ass drug raid. Then I'd be agreeing with him. But just regular ass Joe citizens, okay, because they got them out of jail, and because now you don't see a giant ass fix us African American situation, they gonna get criticized. Fuck that, my nigga. That's some bullshit.
I said, and I'm going to stand by it. It's a start. That's the best I can give you right now. When they get to 300 people, great, because it don't cost. I mean, you don't have to go buy a $25,000 ring when you got 10 people that probably could use.
Which goes to show you.
There's people that can't come up with $1,000 this in jail.
Which goes to show you the reason why if motherfuckers is doing anything at all, because African Americans are so wounded and our culture is so hyperbolic on this shit right here, goes to show you why, if motherfuckers do shit at all, like a Hove and them niggas, they keep that shit fucking quiet. Because it ain't never gonna be enough. We can't even get these niggas. I gave them a golf clap. Look, and I gave them a golf clap. I gave them a golf clap specifically because all they do is make ignorant music. To take enough of themselves, whether if it was their management or somebody said, look, y'all need to start maybe some, get some niggas out of jail for whatever, whatever. I'm down with it. I'm down fucking with it, and I'm just giving them credit. I ain't looking at no motivation. I don't give a fuck if it's the last fucking thing they did for this act. And the fact that who they got out, I'm giving them fucking credit. Period. Fuck everything else and shit. I don't want nothing from them niggas. I ain't asking them niggas to solve Atlanta's fucking fucked up problems. They got 30 regular ass probably working niggas out of jail. I'm good with it.
That's a story. End of story, my nigga. Basically what he just said.
Right. And I give him the golf clap too, man. I can't be mad at that, man. You can't be mad at that.
And y'all not going to put that on me.
Nobody's
putting it on you. It's a start. And that dog is
yeah,
I'm
with you. But it is a start.
In front of the fucking other, and we get to where we need to be, yo. And maybe, you know what? Let's do the King Killer. Maybe this will start a fucking trend. And people like that do that kind of shit that is detrimental to our community, maybe they will turn and do things. But do we really need to know about it? Let's make it happen. That way I don't have to say it's a start. I just be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's normal. Right.
I don't trust none of this shit these days, B. It's all for fucking likes.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that, but what I'm saying is that you don't have to, again, why does everything have to be a total and complete restoration of the African-American situation? Maybe, okay, so what? You know, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to be riding these. No one's asking you to ride their dick. Only thing you're saying is, oh, okay, here is some thug niggas and some ignorant niggas on the mic who did something good. Matter of fact, did something good and was very targeted at who they got out of jail. Okay, golf clap, I'm going to give them credit for it. We can move on to the next fucking thing. I'm not going to chastise them because they don't have a comprehensive fucking program and shit. The whole fucking Ice Cube'd up and shit. Platinum plan shit. I'm not criticizing them young niggas for that. I'm giving them a big up for what they did, period.
B, I'm sorry to fuck up your great woman and wanting to get them niggas something, but
yeah, B, you threw a whole fucking, not even a monkey, you threw a jungle into the fucking joint, son.
I'm not there yet, brother.
Not the platinum plan.
He just broke the whole platinum plan out on you, son.
Not the platinum. Not the plantation plan.
not the can you give a nigga a little something something.
Not the plantation plan, man. He just threw that shit in there like that, man. Oh, no.
Can I feel some sand in my toes, too, nigga?
Oh, my God. Cause that's exactly what that shit was too, man. Oh no!
Why can't a nigga go out back and dig for oil? Man. I need some land.
Oh man!
Can I do some fracking over here?
Have another sip of this apple, right quick, man. Cause y'all fooling tonight, man. All
right, yo.
Oh man.
We've been out, that's what's up. Shout. Yeah, yo, we've been out the lab for a minute, yo.
Out his jacket.
If Killer could have grabbed you by your throat at the moment, I was like, oh shit, you in trouble, my nigga. He about to put hands on you, B.
And you know what's really fucked up, yo? And I'm the last nigga to defend a lot of these young niggas.
You went, boy, if Gunna and Thug was here right now, they'd be like, that's my nigga.
I know, right?
My nigga right there, King Killer.
Yeah, fuck that hating ass nigga E-Gray.
Right. Fuck him.
Depot. And next thing you know, I'll be on some motherfucking gram somewhere with a stack of money in my face.
Like, can you go kill a pay off your house? Fuck that nigga right there.
You will be suspended from the hip hop contest.
We taking away your dinosaur pass, my nigga.
Boy, you ain't lying.
Hey, Killer, he said you would be suspended like you was Professor Griff and talking about Jewish people.
Hey, B.
You are done.
Like you suspended,
I'm telling you. I would be out, yo.
Instagram with money phones? Yeah, yo. We got to do an investigation on that.
Yeah, we paid.
All right, yo, let's keep it rocking, yo. Let me move it on, yo. We wildin' tonight. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, there's a problem. Spotify is raising prices for a lot of its plans. See, motherfuckers keep telling me, fuck that record shit. Yo, fuck that record shit. I got the whole world at my phone. I'm like, that's what's for a fee.
Right your boy here said, in my pocket.
Right in their pocket. Spotify is increasing the plan, the family plan from $14.99 to $15.99 per month in the U.S. Let's see, student pricing will remain the same, and U.K. also gets a price hit. Now, everybody, you know, Spotify, love Spotify, nigga. It's affordable. Hey. It's affordable. I'm just saying.
I can't lie. I'm an avid user.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. No, what I'm saying is that at some point, is this just me? At some point, you know, we discussed the record industry, and our, you know, E. Green can tell you about the innate greed of the record industry and on a personal level. I believe, and it's just me, I believe at some point in time, it's going to be diminishing return here. It's affordable now. You know, smoke as much as you want, motherfucker. Smoke as much as you want until the bill come due. Now, it's a different situation, but I look at it like this. I remember I had satellite radio. Kurt G has satellite radio. Matter of fact, Kurt G let me hit the satellite radio pipe off his account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had satellite, but then the bill came due. I mean, them niggas just was
the price of the brick went way up.
Every fucking year.
It kept going up.
And I love satellite radio. Not like you. I was an avid user. You know what I mean? Shit, bought the kit. I was at my mother-in-law's crib up North Philly putting the joint in the whip. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't believe I'm driving all the way down 95, listening to underground joints. Loving it. I believe Spotify, I don't care for who it is, Tidal, Apple, at some point in time, the bill gonna come due. Okay? I'm just saying. It's easy if I love Spotify for the fact that maybe if you're doing research and somebody's talking about, you know, blah, 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 Otis Redding. Bam, you just pull up Otis Redding joints.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably on Spotify. But there's some things that ain't. And that's where there's some things that ain't on
Spotify. That ain't.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. For whatever reason. You know what I mean?
And see, there's where I come in with this whole shit. All this streaming media, all this shit that is taking over, and they're trying to squeeze out niggas that dinosaur niggas, all this vinyl and all this owning music shit that they don't want you to own the music. They want to keep all the music to themselves and stream it, and you listen to the curated playlist. You listen to the shit that they want you to listen to, and the shit that you want to listen to sometimes ain't on there. Like you said, for whatever reason. And I'm like, that's fucked up if you actually think about it. If you sat for a minute and thought about it, they're picking and choosing who the fuck they want to put on their fucking platform to play, for you to play.
Right.
They can say, you know what, we don't, let's say they pick somebody big. They'd be like, you know what, man, we wasn't eating off that nigga Justin Bieber, so fuck that nigga. We gonna take him the fuck off of here. You know what I'm saying? They just take him off there. You can't even get no more. If all these young, they'd be like, why come the Biebs ain't on here anymore? You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
And that's ultimately, to me, what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that ultimately control of what you are consuming are in other people's hands versus your own private record collection queue. You got a lot of records. I got a lot of records.
Yep.
You can play any fucking thing you want out of all those records you want as many times as you want to play them. Won't cost you a dime other than the initial investment to buy it. I don't know how true this is because I don't have a full Spotify account. One of my favorite jazz funk people, Rodney Franklin, he's a jazz artist or whatever. Well, he's not really a jazz artist, he's a jazz funk artist. I like Rodney Franklin. I heard his
Rodney
shit.
Rodney Franklin?
Yeah, I heard his shit really wasn't even on Spotify. Like, that was shocked. So, but hey, for I don't know what reason. Who knows? Maybe he's on there now. I can't say. So, hey. I'm just saying, the price of the brick is going up, and you can believe it, every year, the price of the brick, because they got more than 150, probably 200 million smokers. Okay.
and you know what's really fucked up about that? It's the fact that they breaking these artists off pennies.
Ooh, pennies.
Nothing. Mm. Right. Right. Nothing. I think they paid the least amount out of all of them, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're raising the rates.
Mm. And they're raising the rates. Mm. But I will say I'm guilty of being an avid Spotify user, but like you said, King Killer, I do have a lot of records and CDs here. You know what I'm saying? And I will say it is very convenient when I'm at work and I want to hear that Herbie Hancock. You know what I'm saying? I can pretty much pull up some Herbie Hancock and I make my own playlist and it's convenient.
I am not criticizing because I absolutely, when satellite radio was the big thing, I absolutely adored it. I adored it, but once the brick got to the point where I couldn't afford to get high, I had to go to rehab.
Right. But what I don't like about it is the juicing of the numbers. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the juicing of the numbers. That's the only thing I can't get with. For every 10,000 streams or 500 streams, it's considered a sale or whatever that bullshit is. I don't know how they came up with all that bullshit math. But yeah, that's the only thing I can't really get with. And like you said, there's a lot of stuff that's just not on there. Or it may have been on there at one time and it's not on there anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's the downfall of it.
Right.
You know,
I don't know if that's computer generated. They'd be like, well, if it doesn't get at least 1,000 plays per month, then it's the fuck out of here.
Let me say this. I just listened to some Granddaddy IU earlier today, and you know good and damn well he ain't getting 1,000 hits a day. let's just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? That Smooth Assassin album ain't getting 1,000 hits a day, my brother.
No doubt.
I don't know what the mark is. But it's on there. But they got some kind of fucking shit going on.
That's interesting. Yeah. I think I might get a 10-song mixtape together of joints that aren't on Spotify, and maybe think about putting that out on our website. Who knows? Our busted website. Anyway, let's talk about this next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Talk about juicing the numbers. For the third time, your boy Blackface replaces himself at number one. Now, this is the key thing. I don't know. And somebody on the Digest chain will have to educate me, replaces itself at number one. But we're not talking about just the regular charts. On something called the Rhythmic Airplay chart, these niggas is making shit up as they go along to give this nigga props, okay? All right, they say for the third time he replaces himself at number one on the Rhythmic Airplay chart. What the fuck is that? When did they make it up? And they're doing this shit to make it look like this nigga is just invincible. This nigga, I'll tell you, I huff and I puff and I'll blow your house down. I think that nigga's so phony.
I don't know, Killer. I don't know if that's some new shit going on nowadays with people just making up charts. I think Soulja Boy was supposed to be number one on some made up chart recently. Some, it's not Billboard. It's some made up chart or something recently. I don't know if that's some, like you said, some new young boy shit or I don't know
if it's new young boy shit or not. I just know that when I seen that shit, and I was like, what the fuck is a rhythmic airplay? Swervin, have you ever heard of rhythmic airplay chart?
I don't know what's happening with Skype right now, but nah, man, I never heard of that.
Okay. G, have you ever heard of it?
I have not, and I don't know what the fuck that is. Maybe it's something that is a throwback to something else. Maybe they changed the name of something else that
okay.
used to be.
Okay. I'm sure.
Some new shit or something. Like I said, I just briefly read Soulja Boy was on some number one on some other type of chart. Some shit that's not even legit. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's what's up. All right, and enough of that and shit. I don't want to keep talking about that motherfucker.
you just took the chance, the time just to take up and just poke that shiv in that nigga, though. You was huffing and puffing and blowing the nigga's house down. That's a big ass house, my nigga.
I know, right?
He got snow on his Rolls Royce, my nigga. I on the know, right?
and the yacht.
In the yacht, in the big ass plane.
And the private plane, yeah, no doubt.
Ain't no private plane. That's a big fucking. Was a 747? That bitch look huge.
Right. Both of the 747s.
Shit look crazy. It's crazy.
So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Your boy, David Banner, he said he isn't okay with the fact that he watched the whole industry jack the Migos style. And if David Banner was here right now, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, you don't listen. You must. David Banner certainly doesn't listen to the Hip Hop Digest. I did a whole fucking dissertation on Atlanta specifically about niggas walking away from their legacy because they're embarrassed of certain people. And DJ Q kept bringing up his name, and it fits right in. Soulja Boy, okay? Soulja Boy is basically almost, but not equivalent to the modern rap Kool Herc, because everything he started, that Soulja Boy, see, Atlanta got a problem. See, oh, wow. Back when Soulja Boy was going by the name Draco, and then the Northern Blackface Kid, they didn't stop him at the border, okay? You didn't want to do. You didn't want to get with a legacy and stop him at the border, okay? All right. And then you know we just got done talking about giving flowers or whatever. Outkast and Goody Mob, you know what I'm saying? Pick that niggas up and get them off the road, okay? We not gonna honor them. We not gonna do. And now here we talking about the whole entire industry jacking three niggas from Atlanta style. David Banner, what are you talking about, son? Atlanta ain't never defended it. All Atlanta was doing is profit taking. Oh, that's all you wanted to do. That's all you ever been about, profit taking. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? This is capitalist society. You could profit take. But I'm just saying, it's too many kings and too many things. Now you want to fucking Migos credit? Unless that album that Lil Yachty said he was crying over, Hurry Up and Comes Out and is a worldwide smash, them niggas is going to be on the other side of the waste management pile, just like every other nigga from Atlanta that you didn't want to defend. To this day, I'm a huge Soulja Boy proponent. Not that I think he's good. But the entire record industry is still using his blueprint. Okay? Atlanta wanted to claim, oh, nigga, we've been running this shit for the last 20, 25 years. Okay? Well, you're not acting like you want to defend it. You should have stopped that motherfucker at the border. Okay? When he came in and was biting the man, the king, who started the entire... The entire blueprint for today's commercial rap. And nobody wanted to do that. Nobody wanted to do that. Okay? New York niggas do it. L.A. niggas do it. Shit, nigga. When New York niggas started rhyming over G-Funk, L.A. niggas was like, get the fuck out of here. The fuck ass our shit. The fuck out of here.
So how is New York able to be Atlanta North now, then?
Because nobody is, like he just said, niggas is just profit taking.
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
This is the King Killer I was looking for.
We need to skip more shows because this nigga's in full voice tonight.
Nah, my nigga. David Banner coming with this shit talking about, yo, the whole industry Jack and Amigos style. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about, B? Let's talk about Atlanta's history, okay?
Right. Girl, show me what you're working with.
You know what I mean?
Atlanta shit.
Yo, no, I'm just saying 100, yo. I'm just saying, gee, I'm asking you, okay? You like them little niggas, but let's talk about recent history. Let's talk about recent history. How much, yo, is Young Jeezy, is he getting the proper respect due from his hometown now that he may be on the sunset side of his rapping career?
B, that's the question you've got to ask.
Oh.
One of our brothers in the text chain.
Oh, well, they're going to region rep. So
I don't know if he's really getting his proper respect because he was on the Versus, a recent Versus.
Right, and they did say that was big because of the beef between the two artists who was on Versus, and that was a big deal to them. So I'll give him credit for that.
I guess he did get his flowers since we are talking about
I'll give him credit for that. Yes, he did get his flowers. But I'm just saying, overall, yo, Atlanta, that's what they do. They just profit take. If cats was biting Migos, it was up to Migos and their surrogates or the city of Atlanta to when it was, I don't give a fuck if it was Mustard and them niggas hybrid biting or all of French Montana and Pop Smoke. I don't know who the fuck in New York, because I don't follow that music, but I know niggas was biting and Atlanta niggas was silent. Or they ran to New York to jump on the music just to get the money with the nigga.
Well, niggas have full esophaguses.
I can say this, because I did hear them niggas say this in quite a few songs.
Okay.
Niggas was biting them.
Oh, okay.
So they did say that.
Okay.
So they did say it.
Then credit to them, Amigos specifically, right?
Right.
Oh, then credit for them for defending what they invented. Shout to them for that. But I'm telling you,
they did not invent. That's why that's one thing. See, there you go. You're going in the right direction, my brother. They did not invent that style.
Oh, okay.
That fast flow style.
I didn't think they did either.
No, they did not invent that style.
Well, let's say they invented
But what they did was make it popular
for a new generation. Oh, there's no question about that. Now, it's funny. It's funny. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about a lot of other people who you talk about. All these people are talking about. All the Migos is triple time flow. You know, whether if it was niggas like Crucial Conflict or Twista. You know, I'm like, if you want to jam the syllables in between two bars, I'm going to bring some 50-year-old niggas in here that'll shut you down. But see, that's another larger hip-hop thing that Atlanta doesn't want to participate in any fucking way. So
Kumo D?
I tell you, Kumo D, any of them. Well, and if anybody invented it, was Kumo D. But
right.
But now you're You got a whole what do they call it? You got a whole excavation project and you down there with the toothbrush and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, cool, mo, you know. Young niggas don't want to hear that. But all that being said, you're right. Inventing as far as inventing it for a new group of people to consider popular. Hey, man, every generation want to think they invented the wheel.
Even on that though, Killer, you know, if you want to talk about making it popular, Busta.
be. But like I said, every generation wants to think that they invented the wheel. Okay, us as hip-hop niggas, us as scholars, as hip-hop niggas, you're right, can bring Busta, can bring Kumo D, can bring Twista, you know, those J-O-D. Guys. Even, oh, it was funny. I was just listening to Jay-Z and Jazzo when them niggas was doing that type of flow. So, no shit doubt. Fool. Yeah. Oh,
damn.
Well,
yeah,
well.
That nigga was out of control with it.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, so all that being said, the generation one to think they invented some shit, okay? And then that's when you start pulling out records or pulling out joints and putting it on niggas, and niggas like, oh, wow, they didn't really invent it. Oh, I like Migos, but they wasn't the first. You just teach
it. I like Migos, but wait a minute.
So shout out to David Banner, yo. Shout out to David Banner. I gotta say, I was surprised at that type of statement from him. He's usually more measured, and he usually knows exactly what he's talking about. But come on, B, you know better than that. Stop.
What it is, he's probably just sick of it. He's like, I'm tired of these motherfuckers with this bullshit. Biting the same shit. Sounding the same.
He looking for a job, yo.
Damn. Not Banner.
Not David Banner.
He can't be looking for a job, B. I can't believe he's looking for a job. Not from these cats that Killer said is almost on the scrap heap. If their next album don't drop, man, it is
not
hot.
David Banner.
Hey.
I hope not.
Hey,
all right.
Show me what you're working with.
So anyway, I want to give a shout out to the entire family in the text chain. I want to thank our boy DJ Q, one of our longtime real deal homies, you know what I'm saying?
For
being on the show with us. As we get ready to close out, I'm going to ask Swervin, you got anything? Or after you just ruffled my feathers, you're good now.
Yeah, nigga,
shit.
You got hot.
That nigga was hot under the collar for real, yo.
Hot. We had to call the time out. I think he'd have been all up in my chest if I was
there. You was here, nigga. Y'all have been wrestling back here.
He threw that jacket off like James Brown, bro.
Please, please, please.
He threw that jacket off, man. That shit was hilarious, man. All
right, so, you know.
So, you know, Q, you got your little presence out there. What you doing on with Facebook or whatever? You try to get me all mixed up in with them people.
Shout out to everybody in the group on Facebook for the love of hip hop. Pat Thrasher, Ray Boudreaux, Billy D. Burrell, all of them, man. It's a lot of them, man. It's way too many of them to name. Dominique, Takesha, Corley Rice, Miss Mealy, all of them, man. Thorsonell, all of them. It's really too many of them to name, man. But we get in there and we have some really heated debates. But at the end of the day, man, we all kind of like family up in there. Even though I never actually met any of them, but we all kind of like family, man. And people be having some wild opinions up in there. We have a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? So. Hey, Egree just be reading from the side. He don't never comment on nothing.
It get ugly in there sometimes, man. I'm like, nah.
Nah. Right. Egree just be looking and just be commenting on the side. Shout out to my little brother, man. It's his birthday today.
Oh, shout out.
All right. Birthday,
yeah, my brother Coach Kareem. You know, today's his birthday. Shout out to him. Everybody, man, hey, it was just good to finally catch up with y'all, kick it with y'all. I know I don't be on the chain a lot anymore. Man, I was just telling Egree, man, I'd be too tired to even play a record. You know what I'm saying? On 45 Fridays and 12-inch Wednesdays. And I come home from that long 12-hour day at the job, and then I hit the gym for an hour and a half. I say, let me post something. And I look at that record. I'm not even gonna play a record, man. I'm too damn tired. I'm too tired to play a record, man. You know, so, hey, like I said, I know I don't get down on the chain as much, but I'm still there. You know what I'm saying? If you get what I'm saying.
But let me say this too. As you were just getting yours in right there, I was like, yo, we fucked up, yo.
No.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's not what you're talking about. Okay.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's a good thing right there. Your sips is good. I'm talking about we haven't had anybody in here with us for a minute. Mm. And even you. So now, at the end of the fucking show, you still got to give your top three as of right now.
As of right now.
And remind us of what the fucking first record you bought was, yo, because it's been a minute.
Yo, you, you are so, we did fuck up, man.
He was on the show already. He did that before. That's why I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm like, okay, he did this.
But let's have him do that right now.
Do it again. All right. My top three right now.
Mm-hmm.
You just talking about just on rhymes, right?
Whatever you want.
Top three right now, just on rhymes. And okay, I'm gonna say this first one. And this is in no order, no bias, because I know him. Elzai, and the obvious two right now. Black Thought and Pharrell fucking Monch is the best fucking rapper on the fucking planet right now, man. I mean, I will say that album he just dropped this year is fucking, oh my gosh, that shit is crazy. But right now, as of right now, I'm just gonna say Elzai, Pharrell Monch, and Black Thought in no order.
So take us back, way back.
Oh, shit.
First record you ever bought with your own money.
First record I ever bought with my own money. Shit. Now the first tape. I was a little after the record era. No, actually I wasn't. But I bought the tape first. Probably, I think it was LL Cool J, Bigger and Duffer.
Okay.
I think that was the first tape that I bought with my own money.
All right.
First tape. And I throw this one in too. First CD I bought with my own money. Professor Griff, Pawns in the Game.
Wow.
that was the very first CD I bought.
You threw away some money, brother.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? I listened to it time and time again because it was my first CD that I bought with my own money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I listened to it like a motherfucker. But, Pawns in the Game, Professor Griff.
All right.
Hey, that's what's up. All right, I guess we're ready for Kurt G, the return of the world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got 101 Roast Spit and Marv One and Ron Dance. Whatever happens.
My man, Roast Spit.
Yes.
Straight out of Pontiac.
Yes.
And Marv One. My man, Marv One. Straight out the D.
Yes. That's 101 Roast Spit, Marv One, Ron Dance. Whatever happens, happens. And then we got Jamari Quality Orpheus. That's Jamari Quality is Orpheus.
Man, I'm going to say this too. My man Kurt G and my man in the group, Max Figalo. Forgive me, brother, if I'm saying the names wrong. But man, Max has like 200 albums every year. That he has. We say lame your top 10, he drops 200. So I don't know, between him and Kurt G, y'all have like 1,000 albums just between y'all two, man. And that's how you can tell people love hip hop, man. They have like 200 albums every year, man. Big shout out to y'all, man.
That's what's up. All right, that's what's up, yo. Welcome back. Welcome back, World Hip Hop Digest. Hopefully we can get in. Swerve, I see you back there. I see you chilling. You all right, son?
Kajuliani!
All right, that's what's good. So next week we'll do it. I guess we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta next week. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, you going to say what up to your boys and
hold up,
let
hold
people
up,
out?
Hold up.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, maybe I won't be in Atlanta.
After they hear this show, they'd be like, that's that nigga right there. He was going to get out our man King Killer.
Oh, shit.
So, okay, y'all, man. Peace. I'm out.
Don't let me get locked up.
They ain't going to get you out, nigga.
Hey, man. Hey, what I will say, man, it's good talking to you brothers again. It's been about 4 or 5 years since I've been on the Digest. Good talking to y'all brothers again, man. Once again, all man. Right. One love for
sure. Take care of yourself. Right, peace.
Peace.
One.
Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if you got the fully equipped kid on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean,
woke.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like,
whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Lost the boots, went from 2/10 like,
whoa.
Faggot wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like,
whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like,
whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like,
whoa.
Front like they had the manpower like,
whoa.
More or less. More so, I rip guitar so I live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like,
whoa.
My nigga, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like,
whoa.
Ease pain with cocaine like,
whoa.
Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like,
whoa.
100 miles an hour switching lanes like,
whoa.
Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like,
whoa.
Finger near nigga asshole like,
whoa.
Team floss bitches and bitches like,
whoa.
9-9 Jag Benz coupe like,
whoa.
Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like,
whoa.
Grenade through your window, bitch, like,
whoa.
Love to see me do this shit, like,
whoa.
Niggas put me through this shit, like, whoa. So I'ma go toe-to-toe, blow for blow, like,
whoa.
And rip the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow, like,
whoa.
My niggas, like, dough, like, dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes, like,
whoa.
We bag it, then flip it like,
whoa.
Cars we jack it, then strip it like,
whoa.
Fully equipment, front to back like,
whoa.
Spitting on fiends that come for crack like,
whoa.
Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like,
whoa.
Half on this quote, now nigga, that's
whoa.
Flow so properly, you'll see I'm
whoa.
Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like,
whoa.
Guns be popping, be we creep like,
whoa.
Hear my name in these streets, it's like,
whoa.
Must I pound the concrete like,
whoa.
Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like,
whoa.
Your man ain't,
whoa.
The judge ain't,
whoa.
COs ain't,
whoa.
POs ain't,
whoa.
Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K. Riders ain't,
whoa.
I rip your torso, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like,
whoa.
My niggas, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes, like,
whoa.
Niggas getting money in VA is
whoa.
Honey's looking right in ATL is
whoa.
Niggas pimping hoes in Chi-Town is
whoa.
Bitches taking paper in LA is
whoa.
Niggas stacking dough in DC is
whoa.
Beyond DR hold me down like
whoa.
Ballers in Detroit hold me down like
whoa.
Niggas in New Orleans getting money is
whoa.
Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is
whoa.
Florida niggas and Philly niggas is
whoa.
Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is
whoa.
Memphis and Little Rock, my niggas is
whoa.
Panama niggas, they hold me down like
whoa.
My New York peoples, they hold me down like
whoa.
Bad boy nigga, where this bond we
whoa.
Alumni bitches, where this bond we
whoa.
And CSC, motherfuckers is
whoa.
My nigga fuck out, where this bond he
whoa.
That's just how the story go. Whoever I forgot on this shit is
whoa.
Man,
whoa.
H3, like, whoa. D-D-D-R. The beat I got from Big Buck Wild is whoa. That nigga.
that's 10,000 homes, daddy. Beep, beep, the focus ain't changes. Who control these streets, man, this record's elite. Everybody else spit obsolete. I'ma show him the agony of defeat. Never wake a bear when he sleep, cause the first thing he gon' want to do is eat. Big stage spin, I don't give a fuck, we there. Fake thug, we sticking them up like buckwheat hair. Poor rank, man, these dudes is Franks with sauerkraut. Turn their power out like fam, it's our house, nigga. You wanna be a boxer, one black, I tell you when. Now your chances are slim like a clothespin. No gun laws, fam, I'm holding. Weak acts, all they do is scratch like Logan, man.
Shake you ride, shake, shake you ride. Shake you ride, shake you ride.
Looking down, shaking hands like fam, it's all love, nigga. I treat y'all with kid gloves. All you want to do is stand there and meme up. See me in the whip that's sure to be so blue it look black, like the cat that married Kamora Lee. You loving my style, I move accordingly. Fuck champagne, y'all should be pouring me. High power like bottles of Chablis. I'm jumping all on the track like a chimpanzee. And chicks do the butt like they from D.C. Booming your GB, I do on GP. And everybody wait, they copping the CD. I'm coming in 3D, live in HD, man. This the black to the R.O.B. Sees a half moon, real light with the goatee, the OG.
Shake you ride, shake, shake you ride. Shake you ride, shake you ride.
Be a dream.
Every day that goes by,
it's every day,
is the same old thing,
same shit.
I'm like a captain on a ship.
Watch out, baby.
With no certain course,
so know where I'm going.
Only run on a power pack. Baby, you're the source.
Hey, buddy, the time has finally come. Me to teach the blind, deaf, and dumb. I see some people took a lot away from the game, but they left some. I ain't gotta pull a gun when I do it to get it done. They expect me to keep doing things that made them reject me. If I talk positive, these kids will never accept me. Fans respect me for keeping it tall. I said it all, even the pitfalls and trying to ball. If I ain't jumping out of S5 stunting, then I'm nothing. Just a rapper that made a few joints and started fronting. Everything I said I did, from state bid to growing up on the deuce with all the midtown kids, to taking over your crib, hoping you never try it. Wasn't shit to be admired, so why would I glorify it, fam? Tough love is all I got growing up. So when it's time to spit that real life rap, I'm showing up, I'm showing up.
I'm wandering free, just living in a dream. Every day that goes by is the same old thing. I'm like a captain on a ship,
smart face,
with no certain course. Only run on a power pack.
I can't front, times is hard. It's been that way, word to God. Everybody, including raw, bad dreams of living large. Coming up in the spot, spinning guap with your entourage. Showing everybody you're living like Jeremy Piven. But none of this is a given, people don't work for it. Even I regret the innocent people I hurt for it. I paid for it, almost got sprayed for it. Pushed rock till I got caught up in that raid for it. Got a grade for it, found my niche. Ain't this a bitch, the rap game I'm specially made for it. Jail ain't about nothing, shorties think it's cool to go. I'm here to tell them it's bullshit, now they know. One thing you gotta do is know yourself. Nobody wanna show you how to do certain things to show yourself, fam. Tough love is all I got growing up. So when it's time to spit that real life rap, I'm showing up, I'm showing up.
I'm wandering free, just living in a dream. Every day that goes by is the same old thing. I'm like a captain on a ship with no certain course. Only run on a power pack.
For years I've been a slave to money, cars, and clothes, and man-made creations, and incarceration, parole, and probation.
stipulations, violations, visitations, and vindications. I had a conversation with God, two revelations. Told me I'd be good if I prayed for some salvation. Between me and y'all, I'd set it for damnation. Nobody even knew I had dreams and aspirations in this game. I seen how big wigs renege, selling dreams, brainwashing these kids, they got it rigged. Greed and treachery replace honor and loyalty. CEOs then repose your pub and your royalties. Now, who big is not a question of girth, but they're using the media as validation of worth. You get a sanitized glimpse, but everything that glitter ain't gold. Labels taking advantage of lost souls. I'm God's child, I know God loves me. No matter what I do in my life, he gon' love me. Long as I don't kill nobody, he gon' love me. One thing I learned is God don't like ugly.
I'm like a captain on a ship with no certain goals. Only run on a power pack.
Baby, baby.
Will you be needing any packets today?
Yo, B, don't be pulling on my jacket, okay?
Cool, just trying to get your attention so you can take a look at this invention. Now, peep these, I got some more in my jacket.
Man, what are these, condoms?
Sex packets. It's like a pill, you can either chew it up or like an Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve it in a cup. And get this, see the girl on the cover? You black out, and she becomes your lover.
You're tripping.
No, I'm serious. These are authentic.
Yeah, well, I don't take hallucinogenics.
Wrong again, my man. This is way more real. But since you know everything, I'll make someone else appear.
Yeah, he's the packet man.
Packets.
Yeah,
got them packets.
Yeah, he's the packet. Yeah, he's the packet man.
The packet man.
Yeah, he's the packet.
Packets.
Yeah, he's the packet. Yeah, he's the packet man.
The packet man.
Yeah,
packets.
Yeah,
who needs packets?
Yeah, he's the packet. Well, now you got me curious. I'm kind of thinking about buying it.
$3 for $10, it can't hurt to try it.
Well, what exactly do I get?
Well, read what it says. Look at the picture.
Bet. It says Chinese girl, age 17, waist 24, hips 33. This one here says young black virgin. Man, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to splurge and get me a few of these things. How long do they last?
Well, it depends. Let's see. These cheap ones here are 10 minutes, but these are extra power. They last about a half an hour. And these here sell for about 40, because you get two girls.
Yeah, it says orgy.
Right. And if you're married, it's no big deal. You're not cheating at all. You're just popping a pill. And if your wife's got a headache and wants to hit the sack, it's cool. Take a packet, fool. Wow, chemically compacted sexual affection. Now here, take a look at my selection. Packets. Got them
yeah,
packets.
He's the packet
the
man.
Packet man.
Yeah, he's the packet,
the packet man.
Man.
Who needs packets?
Yeah, he's the packet
the
man.
Packet man. Got them packets.
Okay, I want these two boxes of three. And give me Blondie here. And then one that said orgy. And by the way, I need something for my woman.
Sure, I got guy packets.
Cool, give me some of them.
Now let me tell you how to take it. Either sit or lie down, and you really should be naked. Otherwise, you're gonna mess up your clothes, know what I mean? This is more than just a dream. It's very realistic, and it's gonna blow your mind, so be careful. Only take one at a time, and never take one behind the wheel. You'll black out and hit a pole.
Cool, let's make the deal.
These are 40, these are 80, and this one here's 10. Just give me $100, I'll call it even. But don't pull your money out yet, see? There's one or two knots in this area that sweat me. Over here.
Yeah, this looks kinda cool. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Schmoo. Here's my number, in case you need to reach me again. And remember, you need to be as safe as you can. There's only one thing safer than using your hand. Dial that beeper number.
Yeah,
and call
he's
a packet
man.
the knot. Tie, tie the knot. Tie the knot. Tie, tie the knot. Take it, y'all.
We're gonna do a little something like this. Lots of little knots that need to be tied. A pair of knuckleheads walking side by side down the altar. You say to yourself, I will not falter, but you're thinking it.
How did I get myself in this predicament?
Saw the deaf cutie that made your heart sing. You hop to the shop to get a ring.
A big diamond.
You hop to the shop to buy a ring.
A big diamond.
You hop to the shop and got a ring. Felt left out cause all your friends are hooked. But now you're at the altar,
your goose is cooked.
You say a prayer, Lord please give me strength to make it through. Opened up your nervous mouth, slipped and said I do. Look, you do, son. Now hurry up and kiss the bris eye.
Peace of the father,
cause now the knot is tied.
Tie the knot, tie, tie the knot.
Yeah, it's time to make the move. Come on, man, this is serious. It's for the movie. Oh, man, y'all some lousy singers. All right, fellas, knock it off, knock it off. Break it down.
Side type, have in common with an East Rocker vest, put you to rest tight.
What?
Women, we swimming in them like batter. I'm bony, he fatter. My bad pun, I'm having fun playing with my kid's side. I'm ready to hit the telly, tickle bellies from the inside. Y'all know the shock's my name, I rock brew instead of champagne. Ask around the world and they'll tell you the same.
Yo, what the deal, Shock?
Love,
you know me, keeping the hills cocked, still riding them down. 400 pounds of steel cock, you feel hot, I warm you up. I'll never call you slut or diss you, that's why my initials is on your butt. I get it up when you need it. Promise I'll never beat it. Satisfaction guaranteed it. Twice as hard if you eat it. My style's comedic, but in the bed ain't nothing funny. I'm busting your bunny and even smothered with nothing but honey.
You on a mission in the club tonight.
You know we get it.
Max the heat on the tub tonight.
You know we get it.
I like your thighs, ain't no cellulite.
You know we get it.
Relax your feet and let me rub your ride.
When it's over, you can hug me tight.
You know
pack your heat, cause I'm a thug for life.
Whatever, what you got, what? Let's bounce, it's 12 o'clock, let's blaze the tide, jump in the ride, find a live massage, stressed all week, schedule sheets, rhymes and beats, hit the streets, find a club, and then bag the freeze, whatever, throw the keys to ballet, let's make our way to the club entrance,
yo, they go pull with like 10 chicks,
the line's hectic, but we gon' get in this bitch, let me light a clip, look for the shorties with the nice
we have to defend the peace like the max, casual slack, sorted the cognac, laid back, and played our attack, straight off the back, I'd approach, Before we took off our coat, she got close. Threw me the signal like a third base coach.
Yo, whatever, what's the deal?
Yo, ain't no time to speak.
Where you at?
What you think about to find that freak? The night's just beginning. Strobe lights and nice women. Get it where you fit it. It's just a mission.
Physically double bound, but I crush 100 rounds. Eat every bit of you. My tongue is digital underground. Fuck around and catch a tongue twister. Big pun to make you come till you cough up a lung, sister. I ain't playing, I be laying the law, spraying your jaw, making them all pray. I came in the raw, breaking them off like I had two in the pump. Falling in the club with the thugs doing the hump.
I love you to come over and play with me.
Permission. To the crib with me.
You know we get it.
Puff a L, take a swig with me.
You know we get it.
Open your mouth, make history.
You know we get it.
Play
with me.
Puff a sweet at the telly with me.
You know we get it.
Drop jelly on your belly with me.
You know we get it.
Work up a sweat and get smelly with me.
You know we get it.
Play with me.
I'm over 30 in this, still dirty in this, still flirty with these misses, still kissing them back, same mission plan. Yeah, I'd love to meet my soulmate, but what if I don't?
Good point.
I ain't dying horny, I ain't dying broke.
No way.
No, actually forget the money, all I need is love in my life.
In your life, nigga?
I'm talking about tonight, nigga. Your styles, is that them three that we was dancing with?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, come on, let's see what's up.
Yo, let's slide in this if sheet.
I'ma prove I'm a real freak.
Ooh. I won't get mine till you feel three.
Ooh.
Permission.
I'm ready to go downtown on you.
I rub lotion all around on you.
I wanna make freaky squeaky sounds with you.
Mission complete.
Check back in later.